16 teams from around the world have set their sights on the moon. The teams are also hoping to win the $30 million Lunar X Prize. Google, the U.S. technology company, launched the International Space Competition in 2007. The goal is to use private financing to build a planetary rover and send it to the moon. This vehicle also has to travel 500 meters on the moon's surface and send high-quality video and images back to Earth. All the work is to be completed at less than what a public lunar project would cost. One team from Germany is close to getting funding for its rover. They call themselves the Part-Time Scientists. Robert Berma founded the Part-Time Scientists. He says his team has been working on its lunar rover since 2008. The vehicle has an adjustable solar panel, which creates electricity from the sun's light. It also has three cameras and four strong tires. Mr. Berma says his team is using parts that were designed for smaller electronics and satellites.
Using technology which is kind of not intended to send something to the moon is always very risky. So we have to really slim down everything so that it fits into this less than 4 tons payload vehicle.
Cost is also a concern. Mr. Berma says his team is making its rover as high-tech as possible.
So what we want to try to do is make as much as high-tech as you would call it available for space applications so that you have like more processing power for less energy. Energy is your number one constraint in space. And that really cuts down into our mission costs.
Mr. Berma expects the project to cost less than $30 million. He hopes to have signed an agreement for a launch vehicle by the end of the year. His team hopes to send the rover on its way to the moon by the end of 2017. The 15 other teams in the competition are from the United States and 9 other countries. They are Brazil, Canada, Chile, Hungary, Japan, India, Israel, Italy, and Malaysia. I'm Jonathan Evans.